WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA, an iHeart radio station.
Good morning, Orlando. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Glad you're up bright and early here on a Monday morning. And it's 6 o'clock. Time for your first look at Central Florida's news, weather, and traffic here on News Radio WFLA Orlando on FM 94.1, FM 93.1, still in AM 540, and on the iHeart Radio app. I'm Bud Hedinger.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, a shooting in South Florida leaves three dead. More in 1 minute.
And we're on the Trump train for Trump's first big speech in 3 months, but the media was not. What's that all about? Next on Good Morning Orlando.
602 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Three people are dead, six more are hurt after a mass shooting late Saturday night outside Miami. Miami-Dade Police Department Director Freddie Ramirez said it happened after a graduation party in Kendall.
There was some sort of graduation party occurring that was just finishing in the parking lot of the strip mall behind me. As patrons were leaving, one or maybe two vehicles pulled up and began to fire at the crowd.
One of those cars then crashed into a wall and two men inside were found dead. The other victim was a 20-year-old corrections officer. This news is brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition and liftoff.
SpaceX can celebrate another successful launch. A Falcon 9 rocket carrying a radio satellite blasted off early yesterday morning from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. It was SpaceX's 120th launch of the Falcon 9.
Amazing. It has become so incredibly routine, which I guess is what it's supposed to be.
That's the goal.
I keep missing one launch after another.
I know.
And I always told myself I'm going to be up for every launch from the cake no matter when it happens.
It's just like every other day now.
I know it.
Vice President Kamala Harris is off on her first foreign trip. She's set to meet with Guatemala's president today. Harris is in Central America to address the root causes behind mass migration to the United States. The trip got off to a bumpy start as the vice president's plane was forced to return to Joint Base Andrews yesterday because of a technical issue. Former President Donald Trump returned to the political stage over the weekend by giving the keynote speech at the 2021 GOP convention in North Carolina. Trump touched on immigration and election fraud as well as problems he says are caused by Democrats.
Our leaders, they're bowing down to China. America is being demeaned and humiliated on the world stage. Our freedom is being overtaken by left-wing cancel culture.
Trump said the nation is being destroyed before our very eyes, claiming President Biden's administration is the most radical in the nation's history.
More from the speech, which I thought was a real stem winder. Lots to talk about here, and also the cancel culture from the media, because nobody covered the speech from Trump. And in a moment, we need to get into that.
All right, Bud. In sports, one of the NFL's star receivers is on the move.
The Tennessee Titans upgraded their receiving core on Sunday when the team agreed to a deal with the Atlanta Falcons to trade for 7-time Pro Bowler Julio Jones, according to multiple reports. The Titans sent a 2022 second-round pick and a 2023 fourth-round pick to Atlanta in exchange for Jones and a 2023 sixth-rounder. The 32-year-old Jones had 51 receptions for 771 yards and 3 touchdowns while playing in 9 games for the Falcons last season. He leaves Atlanta as the franchise's all-time leader in catches and yards. Ryan Mayer, Fox News.
And Patrick Cantlay hit his par putt in the playoff to secure a victory at the Memorial in Dublin, Ohio. Cantlay and Colin Morikawa went from down 6 strokes to tied for the lead Sunday morning after John Rahm, the tournament's leader, was withdrawn after testing positive for COVID. The suddenly new co-leaders shot matching 1-under-71s in the fourth run to finish it fourth round, rather, to finish at 13-under, leading to that playoff.
That Rahm deal is incredible and unprecedented. We're going to kick that around here in a minute or so.
WFLA News Time is 6:05. The former CEO of Make-A-Wish Iowa admits to stealing funds meant for sick kids. That story is online at WFLAOrlando.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at WFLA Orlando. The first hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
Welcome to the 50,000-watt front porch.
Throw the first switch!
You've got it, master!
And a very good Monday morning. You're on the 50,000 watt front porch, and we are fired up and ready to go. Bud Hedinger, Alan Spector, Melissa Fox, and Chris Vasquez. John Rahm was ready to go with a six-shot lead after Saturday's round of Jack Nicklaus's Memorial Tournament.
Yeah, he thought he was six shots up. Turns out he was at least one shot behind.
Talking about the coronavirus, apparently he was not vaccinated. Although we don't have confirmation of that, but it appears he was not fully vaccinated because if he were fully vaccinated, they would not have required him to be tested. And they never would have picked up the positive test for coronavirus, and he probably wouldn't have been positive anyway. So he walks off the green. I'm watching this on Saturday as they're signing off and saying, get ready for Rahm to take, to tee off tomorrow with a six-shot lead. He's probably going to win the Memorial. Unbelievable. Suddenly he just collapses practically on the turf, and it looks like he's grieving. Maybe somebody told him that a close relative died or something. They told him he's ineligible to play according to PGA protocols. Mm. And guess what? This screams, get vaccinated and talks of and of the cost of not getting vaccinated in a way we've never seen before. He had a shot at $1.7 million if he just played a decent round of golf Sunday. He didn't make. He lost the whole purse, $1.7 million.
Yeah, it's I feel bad for him.
Oh boy,
I wonder, is there some way the PGA could have gotten these results before the tournament started? I mean, to have him play three rounds and then pull the rug out from
under. Here's what happened, Alan. They tested him every single day all week because he'd been in close contact with somebody. He was negative, 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 negative. Saturday, he was positive.
Wow.
They double checked it while he was on the course and informed him. It is a positive test. The protocols are what they are, and you can't play for the title. Awful story for him.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the last thing the PGA wanted to do was to, take him out of the tournament.
We're going
to
get on this Trump speech here. First time he's made a major speech since CPAC in Orlando back in February, and nobody covered it, including Fox. We're covering it. We're talking about it. Stay tuned. We want you to listen to Trump in North Carolina.
After an update of Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
Headlines. Speaking of President Trump, former president, as we will in a moment, a top Facebook official says the decision to keep the former president off social media, off their site, Facebook, is based on reason, not politics. On a Sunday show, Facebook Vice President of Global Affairs Nick Clegg said Trump was banned from Facebook because of his encouragement of violence around the Capitol attacks on January 6th. He's out for another 2 years on Facebook. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, 107.7 HD3, AM 540, and the iHeartRadio app. This is News Radio WFLA Orlando.
I hear the Trump train coming. It's coming round the bend, rolling over Democrats time and time again. And when they holler how they hate him, screaming Trump's the worst. He just fires up the Trump train and puts America first. Yeah, all well and good, and he was fired up for 90 minutes talking to the North Carolina Republican Convention on Saturday night, but where was the media? Talk about cancel culture. Even Fox didn't cover it. CNN didn't cover it. MSNBC had the pictures up, but the anchor talked over Trump. He is the most influential person in a major political party, the GOP. He should have been covered. That's an editorial decision I can't support. I understand it with CNN and MSNBC, but not with Fox. That said, I want you to listen to some cuts that you probably haven't heard. And then ask yourself, is Trump, after all is said and done, still the guy, in your opinion, when it comes to the Republican Party? Or has time out of power, the social media blackout, his harping on the stolen election diminished him in your view? Will Trump endorsements sway 2022 congressional races? And could Trump still get the presidential nod in 2024 and win back the White House? Here's Trump Saturday night ripping Biden and the administration's domestic policies.
You look at our border is wide open. Illegal immigration is skyrocketing at a level that we've never seen before. And this is over a period of a few months. Drugs are pouring in. Gas prices are soaring. Our industries are being pillaged by foreign cyber attacks. That's a lack of respect for our country and for our leaders. And speaking of our leaders, they're bowing down to China. America is being demeaned and humiliated on the world stage. Our freedom is being overtaken by left-wing cancel culture.
Here's Trump talking up the U.S., and I love it when he does that, because you just don't hear that from Biden much, do you? Ripping Biden's foreign policy failures as well, and here it is.
We are greater than China. There is nobody like us. Nobody has the people that we have. Nobody has the genius that we have. Nobody has the things or the system that we have when it works, but it's broken right now. It's corrupt. It's broken, whether it's elections, whether it's business, whether it's taxation, whether it's so many different things. Nobody has what our country has. The Biden administration has been one shameful and embarrassing foreign policy disaster after another.
And here's Trump still maintaining 2020, the election stolen from him and what he called the crime of the century.
What happened to this country in that last election? We have elections like probably very few countries have, and that's in a bad way, not in a good way. What happened to this country in that last election was a disgrace, and it's being laughed at and viewed all over the world. And I can tell you, China is extremely happy about it, and Russia is extremely happy about it.
Lots more Trump in North Carolina. Call me. Tell me what you think. 407-916-5400. Text line 23680. Central Florida headlines right now. A state university in the area is going to benefit from the newly signed state budget. The budget signed into law last week by Governor Ron DeSantis includes almost $15 million for Florida Polytechnic University in Lakeland. The money to be used for a new research center due to be ready for spring 2022. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories here on Good Morning Orlando.
From News Radio WFLA Orlando, this is Good Morning Orlando with Bud Henninger, Alan Spector, and Melissa Fox.
So, another one of our razor-sharp, astute listeners points out to Melissa on the phone, didn't want to go on the air, that Newsmax did cover it. Not the same, with all due respect to the conservative outlet, as Fox or CNN or MSNBC, let alone any of the other networks out there. But I appreciate the comment. In the issue of election fraud, the president also talked about the election audit being done out in Arizona by Republicans and the thought that it's going to be done in other states as well. But he did not sound red hot on the idea that it would turn the election around, saying maybe it'll show the fraud, maybe it won't. I think he's settling into the idea, although, you know, he's supposedly telling people he's going to be reinstated by August. There is no mechanism in the Constitution for that to happen. We talked about it last week. It felt like he was settling into the idea that if he's going to have the presidency, it's going to be by winning it in 2024. Let's get into the area of what Trump had to say to the North Carolina Republicans now on Saturday night when he keynoted their convention. He lays out here what needs to happen in the way of election reform moving forward.
To fully secure every future election, we must have photo ID, universal signature verification, citizenship confirmation, chain of custody integrity controls, updated voter rolls for every election. You got to update those voter rolls, not people that have been dead for 9 years. We can't have illegal aliens allowed to vote, strong protection of poll watchers, and we cannot have drop boxes paid for by Facebook and Zuckerberg, where, by the way, massive numbers, 95-96% of the vote is for Joe Biden. Doesn't happen. We must eliminate the absurdity of mass mail-in voting, and people should vote in person on Election Day, not over weeks and months where all sorts of things can happen, and they're not good things for our country.
And here's Trump in North Carolina countering the narrative of the Trump-hating media that he has become a destructive force in American politics.
I am not the one trying to undermine American democracy. I'm the one that's trying to save it. Please remember that.
They loved it, and it was one of my favorite lines of the 90-minute speech. And finally this, critics say Trump's stuck in the past, but I'll tell you what, he closed the 90-minute speech to North Carolina Republicans with a strong focus on what he will and Republicans must fight for in the future.
The radical left will stop at nothing in their efforts to destroy the America we love. But with the help of righteous American patriots like all of you in this room, they will fail. Our movement is far from over. In fact, it is just getting started. The Republican Party will continue to fight for strong families, safe communities, and secure and sovereign borders. We will fight for more jobs, lower taxes. We will shut down outsourcing, bring back our supply chains, crack down on trade cheaters and violators, and ensure that America, not China, dominates the future of the world. We will protect innocent life. We will defend our glorious Constitution, and we will uphold the Judeo-Christian values and principles of our nation's founding.
I thought Trump was at the top of his game, as good as ever. The real test, though, in my opinion, of what kind of power he still has over Republicans will be when he undertakes these rallies. Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio, they're supposed to all happen in the coming weeks and months. This was a captive audience of Republicans who were going to be there anyway at their state convention. Can he still fill an arena or a stadium? That will be the acid test, I think.
That'll be interesting to see, Bud. I thought Donald Trump was smart in his speech in touching on a number of topics.
Wide-ranging.
Because the impression has been that he's been obsessed with the election of 2020 and this idea that he'd be reinstated by August. It was good for him personally to get off, and politically to get off of that one subject and address many others.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% on that, and he did. Foreign, domestic, you name it.
You know what gets me laughing is the creation of the smoking windows here. Are his pants on backwards? That's all that we could come up with. There's no argument about any. There's no retort. There's no rebuttal about anything that
there's
he
some
said.
Bit about there's a photo out there that he has his pants on backwards Saturday night? Come on. Is somebody just trying to make him look bad or what?
Well, my point exactly. Okay, look over here. His pants are on backwards. Because
I'm a guy.
I couldn't find anything critical about.
Aside from sweatpants, there is no way you can mistakenly put pants on backwards. Guys, am I right on that?
Well,
come on.
Depends on if the light is on or not.
Oh, come on now.
I mean, there's a zipper in the front, so it's kind of hard.
But no, at least
they're not shaped the same front and back,
well,
unless it's a sweatsuit.
I think we know where the fly went from Pence's head.
Well,
anyway.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
But I saw the picture of Donald Trump, and it looked like, I'm not sure his pants were on backwards, but it looked like pantaloons, like big, huge.
Hammer pants, hammer time.
Well, you know, he looked to me like he'd lost a little weight, so maybe he had a little extra room there.
I thought
there.
He looked like he was jammed in them. Honestly, though, how many liberals have wasted the weekend staring at Trump's crotch because of this? A whole lot, okay? I'm serious. That shows how much the Dems have going on right now. Let's focus on Trump's crotch.
Let's focus on the news at the bottom of the hour, Alan.
A strange twist in a Central Florida murder case. And the Magic and their head coach go their separate ways. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
Bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. Good Monday morning. We are glad you're on board right now. And if you're just checking in, we have an update, of course, at this time with our newsman, Alan Spector, my fabulous co-host and good friend. Update on a horrible, horrible story here in the state of Florida.
Yeah, as I said, a strange twist in this case. The mother of 14-year-old Aiden Fucci, who was accused of murdering his classmate, has been charged with tampering with evidence. Fox 35 reports that Crystal Lane Smith was arrested and booked into the St. Johns County Jail and later released on $25,000 bail. Aiden Fucci is accused of the brutal stabbing death of 13-year-old Tristan Bailey. This news brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. NASA's new chief plans in his first month in office to study unidentified flying object sightings by the U.S. Navy.
Former Florida Senator and astronaut Bill Nelson tells CNN Business nobody knows what the high-speed objects observed by Navy pilots are. Nelson says UFOs are not necessarily evidence of extraterrestrials. A Pentagon report expected to be released this month apparently found no evidence UFOs are alien spacecraft, but investigators don't know what those objects might be. I'm Cameron Fairchild.
The Florida Forest Service is watching a small wildfire in Volusia County. Firefighters responded to the fire off State Road 11 near Saratoga Farms Trail yesterday afternoon. Officials say the wildfire is causing smoke impact to State Road 11, and drivers should be cautious in that area. A top Facebook official says the decision to keep former President Donald Trump off their platform is based on reason and not politics.
Our job is not to take these decisions with an eye to, you know, which side of the political aisle is going to agree or disagree more with us, but just to do so in a way that is fair, transparent, and proportionate.
On ABC's This Week, Facebook Vice President of Global Affairs Nick Clegg said Trump's platforms on Facebook sites were taken off because of his encouragement of violence around the Capitol attacks on January 6th. Clegg says they've put timetables in place for the penalty, and Trump is now barred from their platforms through January 2023. The Orlando Magic say they and head coach Steve Clifford have mutually agreed to part ways. Magic president of basketball operations Jeff Weltman thanking Clifford for his service over the past 3 years.
He's helped us move the team forward, have had a good relationship with him, and organizationally and personally, wish him nothing but the best going forward.
Magic are reportedly interested in hiring Terry Stotts to replace Clifford. Stotts spent the last 9 seasons as head coach in Portland before he and the Trailblazers had their own mutual parting of the ways.
I feel bad for Steve Clifford. Good man, you know, and they just didn't put him in a position where he could, you know, win.
Yeah, and he brought them back to winning seasons, which they hadn't had in, I guess, about a half dozen years before he became coach.
And they blew up the team, got rid of their good players the middle of the year.
Yeah, they were hurt by injuries last year, got off to a slow start.
Yeah.
Then they jettisoned Nick Vucevic and others.
Yeah.
And I think Steve Clifford is just not interested at age 59 in babysitting a team that is going to be tanking for the next year or two.
I bet he lands on another team. We'll watch for it.
Wouldn't be surprised. WFLA News Time is 6:35. You don't have to miss anything on Good Morning Orlando. Get caught up with our podcasts on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, we're into the Biden file in a moment. And would you believe he once again has us on 25th Amendment watch? But there's more after we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes. Good morning, Orlando. Check of headlines for you now. Secretary of State Antony Blinken vowing to determine the origin of the COVID-19 pandemic. Blinken telling Axios that China has not been transparent. There's a revelation. When it comes to getting to the bottom of how the virus started, Blinken noted that it is important to have all the information about the virus's origin so the world can prevent another similar pandemic in the future. Good luck getting it out of the Chi-Coms. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1. Still on FM 93.1. News Radio WFLA Orlando. And still on AM 540.
Couple of entries in the Biden file as we keep track of the Biden presidency here. One thing is, on Friday, the jobs report came out. And it showed that only 559,000 jobs were created as we emerged from the pandemic in the month of May. The official projections by the experts on these things was 650,000. So it was another essentially below par disappointing jobs report. Not as catastrophic as the May report when 1 million new jobs were projected, 266,000 were created. But this time around, Biden is calling the May report, which is below projections, as historic. This is progress, historic progress. It is not. Item number two. And Biden must be choking on this one because, Melissa, it's clear from day one, he said it during the campaign, he was going to undo the Trump presidency. And he's been doing it. He has been everything he can possibly touch. Whatever Trump did, whether it was good, and a lot of it was for this country, he was going to undo just because he loathed Trump so much. He must be choking on this. He is backing Trump's Space Force. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I did. I figure it's just because, you know, all the old white guys in charge. He's like, whatever.
What, Bill Nelson being in charge of NASA administrator
plus
and all that?
Plus all the money's been allocated, so he's just kind of one of those, I'm just going to let that one slide. There are bigger fish to fry.
Well, the Space Force, you know, is separate from NASA, but I mean, but at any rate, here's the deal. Biden is not only leaving Trump's Space Force, the sixth branch of the armed services, intact, but he also plans on expanding it. In his budget proposal, he asked Congress for $17.4 billion more for the Space Force. Wow, that's a $2 billion increase in funding, and he's going to add more people. Members of the Space Force are called Guardians. He's going to increase the number of Space Force Guardians by about 31% from 6,400 to 8,400 just within a year. This according to the Military Times. And the final entry in the Biden file, 25th Amendment Watch. You know the deal here, and if you don't, the 25th Amendment has provisions for removing an incompetent or incapacitated president. He is clearly having cognitive problems. His brain, which was always questionable because he had a couple of aneurysms earlier on in his life, but he's deteriorating. And we have played it. We stayed on top of this, and the media likes to ignore this. But listen to this on Friday with the jobs report. Listen to this.
To sum it up, look, COVID cases are down. COVID deaths are up.
COVID deaths are down. COVID deaths are down. He said they were up, and he never corrected it. It comes on the heels of two more entries from late last week here on the show on Biden and the 25th Amendment that we will remind you of here in a moment. How concerned are you about Biden? 407-916-5400, text line 23680. Headlines now, an arrest in Alabama could close a homicide investigation in Orlando. 23-year-old LaRon Manning arrested yesterday in Alabama for a deadly home invasion in April on Folkestone Lane. Manning and two others who were arrested Friday and Saturday are charged with first-degree murder for the shooting that killed 20-year-old Julian Bergeson. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories throughout the morning here on Good Morning Orlando.
Stay ahead of the storm with Operation Stormwatch on News Radio WFLA Orlando.
To sum it up, look, COVID cases are down. COVID deaths are up.
Classic Biden, completely wrong, never knew it, never corrected it. That kind of thing we keep on seeing has us on 25th Amendment watch. Let's go back to last Thursday's Good Morning Orlando, and this from the President of the United States.
Since January 20, and we're talking now about 15 months ago, the average daily cases are down from 184,000 to 19,000.
There's no idea how long he's been president. What's going on with Biden? And this from the day before.
The insurrection at the Capitol on January the 9th.
No correction. Anybody can flub. Hey, you know, we're on live, but I think when we misspeak, obviously we correct it. And there's something wrong here when you say something and don't even know you said it, and this goes on repeatedly. Why there aren't more people outwardly expressing concern about this with Joe Biden, I don't know. And I'm not out to get the guy. I'm really not. You know, I'd rather Trump were president. But we see this too often.
Yeah, it's concerning. I guess we could say Joe Biden is not detail-oriented, to put it kindly.
For a Democrat to blow the date of the Capitol riot,
it's a bit... it's a bit concerning, bud, no doubt about it.
Can I hear the one about the 15 months again?
Since January 20, and we're talking now about 15 months ago.
Yeah, I don't think he's talking about his presidency. I think he's talking about from the January of 2020, which would be 15 months ago from when he was talking. Monkey wrench.
I don't know. Okay, we got the new Biden press secretary, executive producing Good Morning Orlando.
Not at all. I'm just I'm still concerned that Trump had his pants on backwards.
No, I don't think. I looked at the video.
Was it to just accommodate his under garments?
Can we put
garments?
That on the website? People need to go look at this.
I don't want to. All right.
Well, wait a minute. They need to see this.
All right. You guys, tell me. I'll put it on our website at WFLAOrlando.com.
You suddenly turned into Biden's press secretary. Anybody wants to post the backwards pants, allegedly, of Donald Trump in North Carolina, it ought to be you.
No, I know, but it really, visually it looks like he's got them on backwards. Now, more than likely, they're, elastic and there's no need for a fly.
Well, put them up there and everybody can decide for themselves.
I will.
Texter, Biden not making any decisions. He's literally just a talking head that reads whatever is in front of him and does whatever he is told. I am tired of you saying the president is incontinent. No, I didn't say that. I'm worried about competence, not continence here.
Oh, that's very different. Never mind.
Jeez. You know, off the Trump speech, this is interesting here. We've got Trump has lost to one of our texters, apparently. Trump with this election sham has literally turned my entire family against him in the party. My grandmother literally took his photo down from her living room and threw it away. We as a Republican Party need to stand up against him as it is killing our party. Even his aides are saying the election wasn't stolen, but he just keeps pushing the moderates away. Another one, simply put, I love Trump's speech Saturday night. I'm looking forward to many more of them. That's John from Orlando. Thought you'd like to hear it because the media made it real hard to connect with that. Yeah, Newsmax carried it, and C-SPAN carried it, but mainstream media outlets tiptoed around it.
And I think one of your texters actually addressed what they felt, why that was. Why would the media be all over a civilian speech? Do you recall the media being over Obama's first press conference after he left office? But without looking it up, can you tell me what Obama or Bush's first speech was after they left the office?
Because there was no chance of Obama coming back into power. So he did not have what Trump has. Trump has the ability to run for president again. All the polls indicate he is the most powerful force in the Republican Party, one of the two major parties in the United States. It is a totally different situation, with all due respect. Alan has a news update coming here as we approach the 7 o'clock hour.
Three dead in another mass shooting in South Florida, and a back-to-back NASCAR winner. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA, an iHeart radio station.
Good morning, Orlando. Top of the morning to you here on a Monday at 7. Time for another check of Central Florida's news, weather, and traffic here and now on News Radio WFLA Orlando on FM 94.1, FM 93.1, still on AM 540, and on the iHeart Radio app. I'm Bud Hedinger.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, another mass shooting in South Florida. Three are dead. More in 1 minute.
Back on the Volusia County shootout story, the disturbing history of the 10 or the 12 and 14-year-old kids. Still want to try them as adults? Next on Good Morning Orlando.
7:01 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Three people are dead, six more are hurt after a mass shooting late Saturday night outside Miami. A corrections officer was among those killed.
It just goes to show you the magnitude of this gun violence issue. It doesn't just affect community members, it affects the law enforcement community. We all have to band together. This violence has to stop. This is extremely frustrating. Every weekend is the same thing.
Miami-Dade Police Department Director Freddie Ramirez says the shooting happened after a graduation party in Kendall when two vehicles drove up and someone opened fire.
I know there are problems everywhere with this kind of violence, but it is bad now in South Florida, isn't it?
It just seems like every other day we're seeing multiple people shot. This news brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. A new radio satellite is in orbit after the successful launch of a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition and liftoff.
Liftoff came very early yesterday morning from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. Vice President Kamala Harris is meeting with the president of Guatemala today after a flight that took off twice yesterday. Our national correspondent Mike Bauer with the story.
The vice president's trip to Central America began a little shaky. A technical problem that involved no immediate safety issue forced Vice President Kamala Harris's plane to return to Joint Base Andrews in Maryland about 30 minutes after she had left Sunday on a trip to Guatemala and Mexico. Air Force 2 landed safely and she gave a thumbs up when she got off the plane and said, the vice president departed in another plane about an hour and a half later. Reports say the original aircraft noticed the landing gear was not storing as it should, which could have led to further mechanical issues. Mike Bauer, News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
I think she said we all said a prayer and it's good. What was the technical problem? Why don't they explain that to us? Like the engines aren't working? I mean, what's the technical? We don't know, do we?
No. It's a conspiracy, bud. They want to keep the information from us, the American people.
We're on it.
We have a right to know what happened on that plane.
Yes, we do.
How was that?
That was pretty good.
Okay.
You want to take this chair?
I'm auditioning, yes, right now. Former President Donald Trump continues to claim he won the 2020 election.
That election, the 2020 presidential election, was by far the most corrupt election in the history of our country. There's never been anything like this. They used COVID, and they used the mail-in ballots to steal an election.
The election was just one of a number of topics touched on by Trump in a speech over the weekend at the state Republican convention in North Carolina.
That most of the media ignored, but we did not in the 6 o'clock hour.
And the red-hot run of Hendrick Motorsports continued Sunday in the NASCAR Cup Series.
A win in NASCAR's longest race last week. Now Kyle Larson can check winning at his hometown track off his career achievements list.
And Rick Hendrick's team's going to tie a record that stood since 1956. 1-2 finishes four races in a row as Kyle Larson wins at Sonoma.
Sound courtesy of Fox Sports. Back-to-back wins for Larson and his teammate Chase Elliott finished second, making it four straight weeks that Hendrick drivers have finished 1-2. That ties a series record set in 1956 by Carl Kiekhaefer's team. Next up for the series is the All-Star Race at Texas Motor Speedway on Sunday, June 13th. Ryan Mayer, Fox News.
WFLA News Time 7:05. A new study finds puppies are able to understand human cues and commands from birth. So you've wasted money on all those training sessions. They already know what to do. That story is online at WFLAOrlando.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at WFLA Orlando. The second hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
News, weather, and traffic for the best audience in talk radio. This is Good Morning Orlando on News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Hey, good morning to you, the Bud Man Allen, the Fox, and Chris with you till 9 o'clock. You know, I saw that story, and it talked about, you know, how dogs are hardwired, you know, to want to interface with humans.
Yeah.
And I got to thinking, is this a fair statement? When you come right down to it, dogs are the only animal species that really give a rip about us.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Most of them want to avoid us. Some of them want to eat us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some don't like us at all.
Well, we have made dogs totally dependent upon us, so, you know.
So it's the domestication process. When they came over from being in the wolf family or being wolves, I guess, if you go back far enough, am I right on that?
Well, yeah.
But are dogs the only species in the modern world that care about us?
I don't know. I had a pet turtle that was rather affectionate. couldn't even make it to the joke.
Just in for the chow, though, you know? I mean, really just love us.
No, so, I had a ferret that was very friendly.
Am I right about that?
A friendly ferret. That's nice.
It was a friendly ferret.
We had a cat for a number of years.
Oh, cats don't care about us.
Yeah, they don't care.
No, this
rip.
They'd kill you if they could. Isn't that what some of the studies show?
That's a stereotype, bud, okay, and I'm tired of you.
Uh-oh.
And your stereotype.
Holy smokes.
Hey.
Chris, don't you have
bunnies? He does want to host the show.
Here in America, we give cats a fair shake.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, we had a great cat, a Siamese named Mazel, and he was very lovable.
I'm delaying the inevitable. We want to talk about this. We need to talk about this. A new perspective on the 12 and the 14-year-old kids involved in that potentially deadly shootout with Volusia County Sheriff's deputies. Will this change what you're about to learn here? How you feel about what ought to be done with these kids? Try them with adults that could lead to life in prison with no parole if convicted? Or will you see it differently? It's coming up.
After an update of Orlando's news, weather, and traffic, in just 2 minutes, right here on Good Morning Orlando.
Headlines right now, happens all the time when we are in for a spurt of hot, dry weather. The Florida Forest Service watching a small wildfire in Volusia County. Firefighters responding to a fire off of State Road 11 near Saratoga Farms Trail yesterday afternoon. Officials saying the wildfire is causing smoke impact to State Road 11 and that drivers in the area should be cautious. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories for you here on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, 107.7 HD3, AM 540, and the iHeart Radio app. This is News Radio WFLA Orlando.
The 12-year-old boy, the 14-year-old girl who got into the shootout with Volusia County Sheriff's deputies last week, once again, a prime topic on Good Morning Orlando. And here's why. In a moment, Melissa will share excerpts from a Facebook post by Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood, a scathing indictment of Florida's juvenile justice system. And it goes beyond this case, but he's focused mostly on it. But first of all, a shout out to the investigative team at WKMG, that is Channel 6. News 6 has got a great investigative team. I think they've got more really strong investigative horses than any other local television news outlet. And they are reporting on documents released about these kids. And we had a lot of sentiment on the show last week for trying them as adults, even after I told you that Florida law, if that were done, would require that were they tried and convicted as adults, this 12 and this 14-year-old would be sentenced to life in prison with no possibility of parole for the charge of attempted first-degree murder on law enforcement officers. Now, I want you to listen to what Channel 6 investigative team is reporting here. Reports indicate that have been released by Volusia County detail at least 39 encounters for these kids with law enforcement dating back at least 5 years. Paints a grim picture of their young lives. The 12-year-old boy previously released records from the sheriff's office detail that he has been held under the Baker Act. This involves involuntary institutionalization and examination by judges, cops, doctors, mental health experts, 3 times within 10 days when he was 7 years old, and that the 12-year-old boy is mentally ill with bipolar disorder involving major mood swings he can't control. The 14-year-old girl had more than 30 encounters with law enforcement beginning in 2017, according to sheriff's office records, most not criminal. Deputies responded several times to the girl's neighborhood in Orange City because she and her siblings were walking around unsupervised without shoes. During almost every encounter, deputies notified the Department of Children and Families. In May of 2017, the records show, the girl's mom told deputies she wanted her daughter Baker acted, quote, just because. Records show the 14-year-old girl was hospitalized under the Baker Act at least 11 times after making suicidal statements. She has serious mental illness, has been diagnosed, according to her foster parent, with bipolar disorder, disruptive mood dysregulation disorder, ADHD, ADD, and oppositional defiant disorder, which involves argumentative behavior toward those in authority. Another foster parent recently told deputies she has schizophrenia. And there is a line of thinking that that whole thing with a shootout, Melissa, with Volusia County Sheriff's deputies was an effort by these troubled children to die by suicide by cop, that they just wanted the cops to take them out. And the deputy showed enormous restraint.
Yes.
That said, Sheriff Mike Chitwood is red hot about these kids being let down by the juvenile justice system and these various agencies, DCF and others, that are charged with caring for kids with problems like these. And trust me, these two kids, sad to say, are not nearly unique. Melissa will share excerpts from what the sheriff posted on Facebook over the weekend and that she brought to my attention. Florida headlines now. Gun violence is called the new pandemic. This is what Miami-Dade Police Director Freddie Ramirez called it yesterday after three people were killed following a shooting outside a graduation party in Kendall in South Florida. Ramirez says the plague of gun violence is happening throughout our country, our youth, and our communities. Stay tuned for updates at least every 10 minutes on our top stories. Our promise to you on Good Morning Orlando.
From News Radio WFLA Orlando, this is Good Morning Orlando with Bud Henninger, Alan Spector, and Melissa Fox.
And the question after we shared with you what the records show about the severe and long-running mental illness of the 12 and 14-year-old kids who got into that shootout with Volusia County deputies about a week ago. Should they still be tried as adults? A conviction would put them in prison forever without parole. Do you now rethink that? 407-916-5400, text line 23680. And while you react to that question, here is Melissa with a Facebook post from Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood. We have excerpts.
Yeah, now keep in mind, these two, as you said, are not an exclusive duo of bad-acting teenagers. This has been happening repeatedly. So with that in mind, Mike Chitwood writes, rather than own up to a crisis in juvenile justice, and rather than commit to the hard work of addressing it, the powers that have chosen to lie to the news media and the public. When the Department of Juvenile Justice was questioned by a reporter about those kids who opened fire on my deputies, they didn't want to admit they cut the 14-year-old loose the last time she was charged with a serious crime. The Florida Department of Juvenile Justice, the DJJ, made the following statement, quote, when a youth is arrested in Florida, a judge determines whether or not they are held in secure juvenile detention or released into the community, unquote. And that is a blatant lie, Chitwood goes on to write, that is contradicted by the DJJ itself. The 14-year-old girl who fired at our deputies was arrested just a few weeks ago for setting five fires in Palm Coast. Flagler County deputies arrested her and took her to the DJJ, where she was screened and released by the DJJ because she didn't fit their criteria for secure detention. She never saw a judge before she was released because DJJ determined her crimes weren't serious enough. Chitwood goes on to say, whether DJJ is intentionally lying, accidentally misleading, or just sadly misinformed about their own procedures, it's unacceptable that a state agency at the helm of the juvenile justice system in Florida would rather cover up their part in this crisis than fix it. The sheriff explained that in Florida, juveniles arrested by law enforcement are screened by the DJJ's screening staff using the Detention Risk Assessment Instrument, the DRAI, to determine whether a youth should be detained in a secure detention facility, granted supervision, being granted supervised release, or being released without any additional supervision. The DJJ developed the DRAI and is responsible for it. I know that Governor Ron DeSantis can roll up his sleeves and fix this. Our current system is not just unfair to the victims of these crimes, it's unfair to the juveniles who need discipline, accountability, structure, and guidance to turn their lives into productive ones. Mike Chitwood closes by saying, we can fix this. But the first step is accepting that there is a crisis rather than covering up.
I think there clearly is, and he begins that post, and we won't get into it right now because time doesn't permit, with a laundry list of specific cases involving minors in the state of Florida and violent crime. So you're right. He's not claiming that this is an outlier, that these kids are unique.
No, it's not isolated at all.
No, it's not. And the idea that they would have set five fires and they wouldn't even have brought a judge in, they just would have decided, well, that isn't that bad. You know, nobody's dead. No houses burned down, although they could have. And that's not serious enough, you know, to put a kid into some kind of secure facility where they're dealt with and treated for their problems or whatever. You know, I think we got to start erring, you know, on the side of protecting the public to the max while we deal with these kids, as opposed to finding a way to say, oh, listen, just don't do it again, you know. If we do it, we got to crack down next time.
Sort of sounds like the Promise program, too.
You know, but when you talk about, as we did last week, about whether these kids should be tried as adults or as children, I'm not sure, you know, locking them up and throwing away the key, you know, if they were convicted as adults and sentenced to life in prison is the answer to the problem, because the damage was already done. You know, we need to tackle these issues before they happen and figure out how to get these kids on the right track from day one.
I don't know if you can bring these kids back from the level of mental illness. My goodness, well, I had no idea that they were in this shape with these conditions over this period of time.
My concern with the mental health issues and diagnoses quickly. They're way too young to make these firm decisions. Yes, there's definitely mental health issues, but schizophrenia, they're just tossing these names around. These kids are bad. There's bad problems here, but they're too young to be diagnosed anyway.
Well, what do you do with them? I mean,
I'm not saying that.
Don't you think they require being in a secure facility for a long period of time?
Certainly, but to make these strong diagnoses, a kid was 7, he was Baker-acted 3 times, and they say he's got bipolar. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll keep following the story. There's a lot more to say. Right now, it's time for Alan with your news.
Guess who's heading for outer space? And the Magic are looking for a new head coach. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together and elsewhere in just 2 minutes. 7:28 on Good Morning Orlando.
Good Monday morning. We're glad you're with us here. The Bud Man turning it over to Alan for a news update and an intriguing piece of breaking news you bring us.
Bud, the founder of Amazon, is heading for outer space. We just got the news release from Blue Origin announcing that Jeff Bezos and his brother Mark will join an auction winner on the first human flight of the new Shepard spacecraft on July 20th. Auction bidding is already at $2.8 million, with nearly 6,000 participants from 143 countries. That bidding is underway now at blueorigin.com and concludes with a live online auction on June 12th. Anyone interested in bidding in the live auction must register by June 10th. Registration details can be found at blueorigin.com.
How about that? Cool.
This news is brought to you by Trusco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. An arrest in Alabama could close a homicide investigation in Orlando. 23-year-old LaRon Manning was arrested yesterday in Alabama for a deadly home invasion in April on Folkestone Lane. Manning and two others who were arrested Friday and Saturday are charged with first-degree murder for the shooting that killed 20-year-old Julian Bergeson. In South Florida, school is out for the summer in Broward and Miami-Dade counties starting Wednesday. But thanks to the COVID slide, some students will not have a long break. Miami-Dade Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says they're launching the free Summer 305 adventure next Monday to help struggling students in all grade levels.
Compound effect of academic regression associated with this pandemic, in addition to the social and emotional effects associated with social isolation of many of our students.
And Broward County has already signed up more than 34,000 students for its free in-person program, which begins June 21st.
Goodbye, summer vacation.
A state university in Central Florida will benefit from the new state budget. The budget signed into law last week includes almost $15 million for Florida Polytechnic University in Lakeland. The money will be used for a new research center due to be ready for spring 2022. The Orlando Magic are looking for a new head coach. The team and Steve Clifford parting ways over the weekend. Magic president of basketball operations Jeff Weltman is optimistic about the future.
Obviously, as we wish the best for Cliff, you know, we move forward. I think it's going to be a very exciting summer for us. We have a lot to learn going forward.
This comes after a season in which Orlando posted the third worst record in the NBA. WFLA News time is 7:34. Elsewhere. There's a new royal baby. Her name, Lilibet.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. We gonna have some fun. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Yeah.
Britain's royal family is sending congratulations to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle on the birth of their baby girl, Lilibet Diana Mountbatten Windsor. The baby was born Friday morning in Santa Barbara, California, named after the Queen and the late Princess Diana. Prince William and Kate Middleton posted their delight on Instagram. Prince Charles, the baby's grandfather, also shared well wishes on social media.
Apparently the name comes, I mean, the Diana we know, of course, from Harry's late mom.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw something on this that apparently either William or Harry couldn't pronounce Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth, and it came out Lily or something like that.
Yeah,
that's where that comes
Lilibet.
From.
Lilibet.
Yeah.
And so we heard a little bit of Lil Bit.
The royal baby. Oh, boy.
Sound like a future rapper, Lil Bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Okay.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
One more.
Florida Georgia Line.
I love Alan's dance moves.
Just a little bit.
It's not bad for a white guy.
Just a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. This episode of Elsewhere is brought to you by J. David
Did you
Tax
just throw
Law.
Devil corns?
Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away. Dolly Parton.
Is this some kind of bust?
Well, it's very impressive, yes. But we need to ask you a few questions.
Dolly Parton is announcing a new Dollywood resort. Parton shared the news late last week on Instagram. The 302-room Heartsong Lodge and Resort is designed to highlight the Great Smoky Mountains, complete with high ceilings, exposed beams, and natural textures. It's set to open in 2023 at Dollywood.
My son and his family just went to Dollywood last year, and they said that place is phenomenal.
Yeah,
their favorite park.
I've really heard nothing but good things about it.
Yeah, great
Never
stuff.
Been there.
Yeah, I was there right at the very beginning, but it's changed a lot.
And finally, it was like a real-life Freaky Friday. A Texas mother is facing criminal charges after pretending to be her 13-year-old daughter at her middle school. Casey Garcia, who is 30 years old, was able to make it through 85% of the school day at Enriquez Middle School near El Paso without anyone noticing. Once they did, the school got the police involved, who charged her with falsifying records and trespassing. Garcia said she wanted to test out the school's security methods now that students are returning to the classroom.
Wow, they really threw the book at her for that.
Yeah. Obviously, they're not very secure if she was able to get through.
And she embarrassed them, and they're going after her.
Yeah, you know, and she's 30, and she passes a 13-year-old.
She must have good genes.
Yeah, or a career in Hollywood coming.
Give her some credit for that, too.
I think so. I mean, it sounds a little heavy-handed, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Just made them look bad.
Mm-hmm.
Find these stories and more on the Good Morning Orlando page at WFLAOrlando.com. Just look for Elsewhere. With Alan Spector.
You know, I can only imagine when former President Trump, who hates Bezos because he runs the Washington Post, okay, and Bezos hates Trump, okay, got the news that Bezos was going into space, you know, And I'm sure he was just fired up until he learned that he was coming back in 11 minutes.
Yeah, it's a short flight.
Doggone, it's a round trip.
You know, it's interesting because they're having this auction. The winner's going to be determined like in the next week. And then the flight is next month.
It's bang, bang, bang. It's on the anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. And
right.
I know that's not by coincidence.
Yeah, and I guess you don't really need much training. It's just like sit, buckle your seatbelt, and here we go.
Yeah, and locate the barf bag immediately.
Right.
Hey, we got the Sound Judgment Game back this morning. Woo! How would you like a $50 gift card for lunch or dinner at a really nice chain of local restaurants here? That's our prize. You got a meal on us with somebody to accompany you to the tune of $50. But you got to get on the 50,000-watt front porch to play the game. Sound Judgment contestants, call now, 407-916-5400, 407-916-5400. Now, a quick update on Orlando's news, weather, and traffic, and back at it here on the 50,000-watt front porch. Headlines, Vice President Kamala Harris off on her first foreign trip. She is set to meet with Guatemala's president today in Central America. She is there to address the root causes behind mass migration to the U.S. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1. Still on FM 93.1. News Radio WFLA Orlando. And still on AM 540.
Sound Judgment, we're playing for a $50 gift card to a really nice restaurant. Lines are jammed. If you want in, a wrong answer will open up a line. If you're quick enough, you can still win. 407-916-5400. So here we go. Today's Sound Judgment game puts the spotlight on former Vice President Mike Pence because it's his birthday. Even though some Trump supporters at the Capitol riot in January were not in favor of him having any more birthdays as they shouted, "Hang Mike Pence." I want you to listen to a little sound of Mike Pence talking about President Trump and the assault on the Capitol. Then use your sound judgment to tell me two things. How many candles will be on Mike Pence's cake today? And who was the President of the United States the day Mike Pence was born?
You know, President Trump and I have spoken many times since we left office. And I don't know if we'll ever see eye to eye on that day.
Pretty sure they won't. Pence's birthday. How old? Who was the president when Pence was born? Kevin, you're up. Go ahead.
Man, you got me, bud. I'd say he's probably 64.
No, sir. But thanks for trying. There's the open line for a $50 gift card to a nice restaurant, 407-916-5400. Helen, how old is Pence? Who was the president when he was born?
66.
No. Gone. Oh, the taser. Take it easy on Helen. We don't want to lose Helen. All right, another open line, 407-916-5400. Dan, can you handle it? Go ahead, Dan.
62.
Keep going.
Eisenhower.
Yeah. You got it. Pence is 62 today, born June 7th, 1959. Last year, the Eisenhower presidency, right? Actually, 1960 would have been, I guess. Dan, congratulations. Here's what you've won.
Congratulations, Dan. You've won a $50 Metro Dining card. Metro Diner has you covered with their new burger offerings, including the breakfast burger, topped with an egg, hash browns, and bacon. This mouthwatering burger is perfect for when you want breakfast, lunch, and dinner all at once. Order yours by visiting MetroDiner.com or seated at your local diner.
Very nice.
It is very nice. And I forgot, it's good for breakfast, too, because they're open for all the meals.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, there's one near you, Metro Diner. I think we got that prize, all right, Melissa, all week long, right, on Sound Judgment?
Yeah, I will make it so.
There you go. I like that. Make it so. Star Trek The Next Generation. Isn't that what he used to say, Patrick Stewart? Make it so.
Number one.
WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA, an iHeart radio station.
Good morning, Orlando. Great to have you here at 8 o'clock on a Monday on a much too humid morning for the likes of Alan Speck.
That's easy for you to say.
I got that wrong. You're trying for human. A line. It doesn't work.
It's too hot.
It's too humid.
Move on, bud man. Time for an update now in Central Florida's news, weather, and traffic on News Radio WFLA Orlando on FM 94.1, FM 93.1 still, and AM 540 and on the iHeartRadio app. I'm Bud Hedinger.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, a shooting in South Florida leaves three dead. More in 1 minute.
Tell us what's on your mind. We'll keep an open mind. It is Open Mind Monday on Good Morning Orlando.
8:03 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Three people are dead. Six more are hurt after a mass shooting late Saturday night outside Miami. Miami-Dade Police Department Director Freddie Ramirez said it happened after a graduation party in Kendall.
There was some sort of graduation party occurring that was just finishing in the parking lot of the strip mall behind me. As patrons were leaving, one or maybe two vehicles pulled up and began to fire at the crowd.
One of those cars then crashed into a wall, and two men inside were found dead. The other victim was a 20-year-old corrections officer. This news is brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition and liftoff.
SpaceX celebrating yet another successful launch. A Falcon 9 rocket carrying a radio satellite blasted off early yesterday morning from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. It was SpaceX's 120th launch of the Falcon 9. Vice President Kamala Harris is off on her first foreign trip. She's set to meet with Guatemala's president today. Harris is in Central America to address the root causes behind mass migration to the U.S. The trip got off to a bumpy start as the vice president's plane was forced to return to Joint Base Andrews yesterday because of a technical issue.
And we still don't know what was wrong with that plane, but she said everybody said a prayer on board. So a little scary there.
Former President Donald Trump returned to the political stage over the weekend by giving the keynote speech at the 2021 GOP convention in North Carolina. Trump touched on immigration and election fraud, as well as problems he says are caused by Democrats.
Our leaders, they're bowing down to China. America's being demeaned and humiliated on the world stage. Our freedom is being overtaken by left-wing cancel culture.
And Trump again claimed that the 2020 presidential election was stolen. Meanwhile, a Democrat-backed package of election-related laws faces opposition from a closely watched member of the U.S. Senate.
The For the People Act is a top priority for Democratic leadership. An election overhaul bill that would create new requirements for campaign finance reporting, ensure voter registration, and require at least 15 days of early voting. But West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin says he can't support it.
I think it's the wrong piece of legislation to bring our country together and unite our country, and I'm not supporting that because I think it would divide us further.
Manchin tells Fox News Sunday he would support a less sweeping election measure. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer plans to bring the bill up for a vote later this month. It will not advance without any Republican support. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Yeah, we can talk about Manchin here on Open Mind Monday if you'd like. A lot of courage as a Democrat.
And Patrick Cantlay sank his par putt in the playoff to secure a victory at the Memorial in Dublin, Ohio. Cantlay and Colin Morikawa went from down six strokes to tied for the lead Sunday morning after John Rahm, the tournament's leader, was withdrawn after testing positive for COVID. The suddenly new co-leaders shot matching 1-under-71s in the fourth round to finish at 13-under and wind up in that playoff.
PGA protocols. He was prohibited from playing the final round. It cost him $1.7 million in all likelihood.
He could have gotten a free vaccine.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
If he had had just, as you said earlier, just one shot.
Mm-hmm. He was six shots behind. He was six shots ahead. Turned out he was one shot behind, at least.
Hey,
but seriously, WFLA News Time is 8:06. A nail salon sparks outrage for using live fish in their aquarium nails. That story is online at WFLAOrlando.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at WFLA Orlando. The third hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
Welcome to the 50,000-watt front porch.
Throw the third switch!
Not the third switch.
Throw it, I say! Throw it!
Good deal. Can't start hour number three without the Fox throwing the third switch. Our executive producer has condescended to do exactly that, and we are off and running with Open Mind Monday. What's on your mind here? What about Trump and that big speech that most of the media did not cover, but we did hear this morning? How are you feeling about Trump these days? Also, what about these 12 and 14-year-old kids who got in the shootout with Volusia County Sheriff's deputies? The records show that these kids are seriously mentally ill and have been treated for various serious problems for many years. You still want to try them as adults? 407-916-5400 on that or any topic on Open Mind Monday.
Yeah, I kicked it off by bringing up the topic of the humidity this morning and finding a lot of sympathy on the text line, as usual.
Yes, and I'm going to actually share a few of those along the way. So if you want to rip Alan for whining about the humidity, that's Open Mind
Monday.
Have
at it.
Oh.
We'll keep an open mind, especially if you're ripping Alan.
After an update of Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
Headlines. Last week, we told you that Facebook's going to continue its ban on Trump for another 2 years. Over the weekend, the Facebook Vice President of Global Affairs, Nick Clegg, was on television, one of the Sunday shows, saying that that decision to keep former President Trump off social media, their Facebook site, is based on reason and not politics. Do you buy that? Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, 107.7 HD3, AM 540, and the iHeart Radio app. This is News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Time to turn this show over to the smartest audience in talk radio on Open Mind Monday. The phone lines are opening up. We have one still available if you got something to sound off about. 407-916-5400. Text line always open and available at 23680. First name in town if you'd like. Glenn, welcome aboard from up in Sumter County on these two kids, 12 and 14, with a history of mental illness. Now facing serious charges and cries from many to try them as adults for the shootout with the Volusia County Sheriff's deputies last week. They've been foster kids. You're a foster parent, and I know you have something to say. Glenn, thank you for listening. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Morning, bud. First
Morning.
Time caller, so a little anxious, but
relax, it's
I
okay.
I just wanted to clarify some things. Last week, it just got me riled up. You guys had a caller call in, Miguel, I think is his name. And he went on and on about how they should be tried, which I hear good arguments on both sides of that. I really do.
Okay.
And that's not more the reason I was calling, is to more clarify some things. You know, these kids were in a group home, and he was talking about how important it was to have, like, constant supervision over these kids, which is pretty much impossible. I mean, we do the best that we can as a foster parent, and, you know, but we can't lock them in their rooms, and we can't, and obviously they were smart enough to be able to break out and break into other people's houses. And, you know, we're talking about kids that are really have broken, damaged lives.
Right? Let me ask you, Glenn, is it appropriate to have them in a foster home setting, given the history we now know about?
There's not really any other choice, and that's kind of the reason why I was calling in. You know, they're in a group home, which means they probably bounced foster home to foster home. And the system is so overwhelmed, and there's such a lack of people to help. And a lot of the reason, and that's the other thing I wanted to clarify, he was talking about how these homes rake in all this money. And if I gave you figures as the little bit of compensation that the state gives us, you would understand why so few of people do this. Because it is truly, that part of it is depressing. I mean, me and my wife joked that she could take a part-time job working at McDonald's and bring home more money than we do. I mean, it's most of the time it's people out of the goodness of their heart, even to the point where these homes, these group homes that they build a lot of times are built by like the Florida Baptist Children's Home and other religious organizations. So it just took offense. It really rubbed me wrong.
Okay.
Because you got a lot of people in the trenches that are doing this truly. I mean, we've sacrificed a huge part of our lives to do this.
Well, thank you so much for what you do, Glenn.
Yeah, we really do. And let me just say that in this case, we're talking about the Florida United Methodist Children's Home, but in operation since 1908. And they freely say that they are not equipped to handle the kids that are sent their way in many cases, and they've even cut out now an emergency shelter program in the wake of what happened a week ago.
Right, and somewhere in there, I know I mentioned that that these facilities are operating on the bare minimum that the state is giving them, the absolute lowest amount that is legal. And that's hideous. Now, what about the statement that Chitwood put out there that I read earlier about calling out the Florida Department of Juvenile Justice?
In terms of how much the funding is?
No, and the fact that they don't even know their own policies, that they release these kids back out into society. They never saw a judge. I mean, you've got to.
Oh, yeah.
They tell you.
Topic.
They tell you, right, if you have a problem child coming your way?
They kind of do. And they don't give you all the information. And that's a whole other topic.
Indeed.
I do say at times our biggest struggle is not with the children, it's with the actual system.
Thank you so much for calling us, my friend. I know it's a big topic, and that is a really generic statement as well. Thank you. Checking in from Sumter County.
Buddy. Yeah, God bless you, Glenn, for the great work you do. Thanks. Chuck, Tom, and the others, stay on the line if you want to join us. It's Open Mind Monday, 407-916-5400. Peter's joining us. This headline, an arrest in Alabama could actually close a homicide investigation here in Orlando. 23-year-old LaRon Manning arrested yesterday in Alabama for a deadly home invasion in April on Folkestone Lane. Manning and two others who were arrested Friday and Saturday are charged with first-degree murder for the shooting that killed 20-year-old Julian Bergeson. Updates for you at least every 10 minutes in the top stories. Count on it here on Good Morning Orlando.
From News Radio WFLA Orlando, this is Good Morning Orlando with Bud Henninger, Alan Spector, and Melissa Fox.
And Chris Vasquez as well, working in the control room. Here's Pete in Longwood with an Open Mind Monday call following up on our conversation with foster parent Glenn, who joined us from Sumter County before the break. Pete, you were listening. What are your thoughts here this morning?
As I drive my son to school, who is 10, and I'm just, you know, thinking about these kids about the same age and wondering where the heck they learn how to shoot. You know, if you give one of us, put a gun in our hand that's never shot before, you're going to look at it and, you know, it's not an easy thing to figure out right off the bat. And I swear to you, my kids play these games, you know, first-person shooter, they know. And these guns, you know, the guns are actually the guns that are out there, you know, the real guns that we are. They can't even change the damn names. I swear to you, my kids know more about guns than I ever did.
Yeah, let me bring in Alan on this. The weapons that those kids were able to get a hold of in the home they broke into, Alan, were?
They had an AK-47, they had a pump shotgun, they had 200 rounds of ammunition, all of which they found in the home in Enterprise that they broke into.
And they were very adept with them, it appears.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
yeah,
Pete.
Yeah, I mean that's what I'm saying. You know, there's I with the video games, it's not a big deal to play them, but to make it so freaking real that a kid knows more about it, never picked up a gun before in his life, but can rack around, you know, load it and reload it, and you know, put clips in and what have you. It's pretty scary that we've gotten to that point with the realism, and you know, that would help with these school shootings and whatnot as well.
Yeah, you know, Pete, I think we also have to take into consideration that, you know, the upbringing of the kids who are playing these games, you know, if they are, you know, given the proper values ahead of time, you know, and not using this knowledge for the wrong purposes.
Yeah, no evidence of strong parenting in the case of the 12 and 14-year-old, that's for sure. Pete, thank you very much. On another matter, here's Chuck, who is a Floridian part of the year. But when the weather gets too humid for Alan Spector and for Chuck, he heads for Minnesota. That's where he joins us on the iHeartRadio app. They've got a pipeline protest going up there. This is not Keystone through Nebraska. This is another one that works its way through northern Minnesota, North Dakota, into Alberta, Canada. Go ahead on this, Chuck.
Guten Tag. I want to change the subject to pipelines, yes. And it was 100 here on Saturday. So don't, and you were cooler down there than we were up here.
There's no escape. No, there's no escape.
Global warming.
Yes. anyway, I wanted to, let's talk about Keystone. They canceled it. They call it climate change. That's baloney.
You got 1 minute here. We got to hit a break. Go ahead.
Okay. Warren Buffett owns a railroad and wants to haul all the crude oil down. We've been pumping crude oil since 1968 from Edmonton, Canada, to Superior. And there's a 300-mile area there.
Listen, you think the pipeline is a good thing? It's working. People are protesting. A bunch of Native Americans are protesting, I understand.
It's indigenous people.
Indigenous people, forgive me. Go ahead.
They're being paid. And there's no question that it's a replacement line that's 50 years old.
Okay.
You
got a bottom line this. What do people need to know? Where do you stand on this? 15 seconds. Go.
They got to go to work and let this thing go because it's a replacement line that's 50 years old. I can't believe what's going on.
All right, Chuck from Minnesota. Thank you for joining us on the 50,000-watt front porch. More Open Mind Monday. Give us a call. Hit the text line. In the meantime, we're going to listen to Alan. We have a news update coming.
A multi-billionaire about to reach new heights. And the Magic and their head coach go their separate ways. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together and elsewhere in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando.
More of your Open Mind Monday calls and texts coming up as we charge toward the 9 o'clock hour. Right now, the Budman here and alongside me, Alan Spector, our co-host and our news guy, of course. You brought us breaking news 1 hour ago on space tourism and space travel and a name that a lot of folks are going to know.
The richest man in America is going to space, Bud. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos says he'll be on board his space company Blue Origin's new Shepard rocket when it launches July 20th. He'll be joined by his younger brother, Mark Bezos, and the winner of an online auction. The launch is expected to take the company's capsule and rocket to the edge of space on an 11-minute flight. Bezos announcing his plans today on Instagram.
I want to go on this flight because it's a thing I've wanted to do all my life. It's an adventure. It's a big deal for me.
Yeah, Bezos saying he wanted to go to space since he was 5 years old.
What's the price tag on that for him? Whatever it is, I know he can cover it. Do we know what it is? How much they're charging him to do that? I mean, it's like millions of dollars, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll find. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to blindside Alan Spector.
Yeah, you never mean to.
I never do. And
no,
I'm sorry.
You don't intend to.
The Fox is going to do some research. We'll have the answer. But again, we know he's got the cash.
How much? Yeah. Hey, how much?
And while we're talking about space, NASA's new chief plans, in his first month in office, to study unidentified flying object sightings by the U.S. Navy.
Former Florida Senator and astronaut Bill Nelson tells CNN Business nobody knows what the high-speed objects observed by Navy pilots are. Nelson says UFOs are not necessarily evidence of extraterrestrials. A Pentagon report expected to be released this month apparently found no evidence UFOs are alien spacecraft, but investigators don't know what those objects might be. I'm Cameron Fairchild.
Hey, if you think you know what that stuff is out there, please give us a call on Open Mind Monday or hit the text line. We want to know.
I'm actually glad that they didn't confirm there were aliens because I can't teach critical alien theory. It's just too much. Too much.
This news brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. A woman is dead and a child in critical condition after a shooting at an Orange County apartment complex. The sheriff's office says deputies responded shortly after 11:30 last night to Wellesley Lake Drive regarding a shooting. They said that a 37-year-old woman was pronounced dead at the scene while a child was transported to the hospital in critical condition. The suspect is said to be known to both victims but is not in custody. The mother of 14-year-old Aiden Fucci, who's accused of murdering his classmate, has been charged with tampering with evidence. Fox 35 reports that Crystal Lane Smith was arrested and booked into the St. Johns County Jail and later released on $25,000 bail. Aiden Fucci is accused of the brutal stabbing death of 13-year-old Tristan Bailey. The Orlando Magic say they and head coach Steve Clifford have mutually agreed to part ways. Magic president of basketball operations Jeff Weltman thanked Clifford for his service over the past 3 years.
He's helped us move the team forward. Have had a good relationship with him, and organizationally and personally, wish him nothing but the best going forward.
The Magic are reportedly interested in hiring Terry Stotts to replace Clifford. Stotts spent the last 9 seasons as head coach in Portland before he and the Trailblazers had their own mutual parting of the ways. WFLA News time is 8:35. Elsewhere. Remember this TV trio?
Cops. One white, one black, one blonde. The Mod Squad.
Well, the blonde one and the black one are no longer with us. Peggy Lipton passed away in 2019, and now TMZ reports that actor Clarence Williams III died Friday after a battle with colon cancer. He's best known for playing Detective Link Hayes on Mod Squad. But he also landed roles in several other TV shows throughout his career, such as Star Trek, The Cosby Show, and Miami Vice. Meanwhile, his movie credits include Half-Baked and Purple Rain. Clarence Williams III was 81.
Mr. Gaptooth. Loved that fro, too. Link?
Yeah. Lincoln Hayes, I remember.
That's right. He was a crypt keeper as well in the African American versions of the Tales from the Crypt and stuff.
Elsewhere, a dog that got lost in Georgia has been found months later here in Florida. The Halifax Humane Society in Daytona Beach took in a pup named Ashley and put her up for adoption. Someone online saw the notice and found Ashley's original owners, who had also posted online that Ashley was missing. Ashley and her owners are now together again. Months earlier, Ashley had run away from her home in Savannah, Georgia, when a dog sitter left a door open. How she got to Daytona Beach is still a mystery, and Ashley is not talking.
Probably just put a thumb out or a paw on I-95, get somebody southbound and bang, you're there.
Hitching a ride. And finally,
everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing.
Yes, back in the day, everybody was kung fu fighting, even the king of rock and roll. Elvis Presley's love for martial arts is the focus of an exhibit at Graceland Archives Experience in Memphis. It documents the king's passion for karate, which started in 1958 during his time in the Army. The exhibit includes Elvis's personal karate gi. That's his karate outfit.
Cool.
Hoo-yah! Hoo-yah!
I know he's... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt him. I knew he was in the Army. I didn't know he was into that stuff.
Oh, he was, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, he used to use kind of those moves kind of on stage, some of those karate moves.
Mm-hmm.
The exhibition opens today. Find more on these stories on the Good Morning Orlando page at WFLAOrlando.com and listen to the Elsewhere podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Just look for Elsewhere. With Alan Spector.
A texter says that 11-minute trip for Bezos into space is $2.8 million.
That's
Does that
correct.
Jive with what you found, Melissa?
Yeah, the auction for the Blue Origin's first paying customer seat currently sits at $2.8 million. Been there for a while. The price went up from $1.4 million when they were opening up the bidding back on May 19th. So, yes, our texter is correct.
Bingo.
But it could wind up being more because the auction is still ongoing through the rest of the week.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's ever going to get beyond Jeff Bezos' means to do this. There's not that much money around, is there?
Well, it's his company and his spaceship,
yeah.
So I guess he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, I think so. He might be getting a freebie anyway. I'm really sorry that I had to ask that question. I really am.
Well, you and me both.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to kind of erase it from my mind as well. Let's just go ahead and forget about it.
Okay, we'll do that. Are we done here?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Yeah.
Okay, it's back to Open Mind Monday. Now, come on now. What's on your mind? Do you still want those 12 and 14-year-old kids tried as adults after we tell you about their history of mental illness and being Baker-acted and being suicidal and all of this? Or are you rethinking that and thinking they ought to be tried in the juvenile system here for attempted? They're not charged with attempted first-degree murder of law enforcement officers, the shootout in Volusia County. Trump had his first big speech up in North Carolina for a bunch of Republicans since CPAC in Orlando more than 3 months ago. Most of the media completely found a way to ignore it. We did not. We played a lot of cuts from the speech. You think Trump, how did he sound? Is he back? Is he better than ever? Is he still the key in 2022 to getting Republicans back in the majority in Congress through his endorsements? Is he the key to the Republicans winning back the White House in 2024? Or has his time passed? We can talk about that or anything you want. And how do you feel about Steve Clifford leaving the Orlando Magic as coach? What's it going to take for this team to win, for crying out loud? We gave him a $500 million arena, you know, and they once won, but they haven't won in a long time with any regularity. What's the problem with the Orlando Magic? 407-916-5400 if you want to sound off on that or anything. Text us at 23680, first name and town if you'd like. Quick check on Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes and back at it here on the 50,000 Watt Front Porch. We've been talking about Bezos going into space. We can tell you this in this headline, that SpaceX can celebrate another successful launch. A Falcon 9 rocket carrying a radio satellite blasted off early yesterday morning from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. It was SpaceX's 120th launch of the Falcon 9. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1. Still on FM 93.1. News Radio WFLA Orlando. And still on AM 540.
We've got the Open Mind Monday phone lines open at 407-916-5400. If you got something to sound off on, whether we've been talking about it or not, whether you agree with us or not, we'll keep an open mind and listen to your stuff. 407-916-5400. You can text us if you'd like. First name in town, welcome at 23680. Standard message and data rates apply there. On the 12 and 14-year-old kids and News 6 investigative team, which really does a terrific job, I think. I think they're the best of all the TV stations in that part of what they do. Put out official documentation over the weekend of the long history of mental illness of these kids, bipolar, and you name it, they've dealt with it. They've been Baker-acted multiple times. They've been suicidal, and folks are reacting to their situation and to whether or not they still think they ought to be tried as adults. I'm telling you, they will not be tried as adults. There is no way.
I don't think they're going to be tried at all.
But that's possible.
Well, mental health issues. You know, it used to be back in the day, guilty by reason of insanity. And since they've changed that to not guilty by reason of insanity, these kids won't even, they'll go go before doctors, plenty of them, but they'll
never. But there was heavy sentiment on the show last week for try them as adults, they tried to kill those cops.
Yeah. Not from me, though, and I was kind of mocked about some of my responses with regards to the fact that kids, some kids, can be, rehabilitated, and others, we need to protect society from.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, okay, here on the text line, if they are that mentally ill, why are they in a non-secure facility? They should be in a secured facility so they can receive the treatment they need. Part of what Sheriff Chitwood was railing on in his Facebook post that we shared excerpts from earlier. Another one questioning whether these kids know right from wrong, and that will speak to the ultimate determination that they can't be tried. And you may well be right, Melissa, on that. Let me see. Any reason why we can't go back to boot camp, the scared straight strategy? With incorrigible, violent kids. I don't know if that would apply here with a mental illness, but I mean,
Outward Bound, wasn't that one of those programs where
he used to hike out in the wilderness and all of this kind of stuff.
Teach some survival skills. Well, you know, the military is still there some way, shape, or form, I think. I don't know.
Yeah. And Alan railing about how humid it was in the middle of the night here. He just couldn't take it anymore when he was walking his dachshunds at 1 a.m. before he came in here. Hey, Alan, What a typical liberal snowflake, whining about something always.
Well, I alluded that his presentation when he first said he wanted to whine about something, and I thought he was going to cry on about this baseball game, you know, the series.
Well, but the Yankees are just struggling. They can't hit, and they lost to the Red Sox 6-5.
I know. In a row.
And after the Rays beat up on him, you know. Anyway, final check at Orlando's News, weather, and traffic, and then Open Mind Monday one more time. Join the conversation, 407-916-5400 or text line 23680. Good morning, Orlando, at 848. Quick check at Orlando's News, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes here on the 50,000-watt front porch. Final check of headlines right now. Vice President Kamala Harris is off on her first foreign trip. She is set to meet with Guatemala's president today. Harris is in Central America to address the root causes behind mass migration to the United States. The trip, as we've been reporting, got off to a rocky start as the vice president's plane was forced to return to Joint Base Andrews yesterday because of a technical issue. Specifics undisclosed. They switched planes and everything else went without incident. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories here on Good Morning Orlando.
Hello, Sanford. Listen to us on FM 94.1. News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Okay, Open Mind Monday here. I just got a little something in my ear from Melissa Fox.
Yeah, the Fox. Play the Trump clips.
We could play a little bit of something because most of the media has not been doing that. Fox didn't run his speech first since CPAC in Orlando 3 months ago. Fox didn't run it. CNN didn't run it. MSNBC showed video but talked over it with their anchor bashing him, of course. And come on. He is the most powerful, influential person in the Republican Party who still has eligibility to run for president and an inclination to do so. Highly controversial figure, he should be heard. And they squelched him. I mean, it's the media's version, the mainstream traditional media's version of what big tech is doing to Trump. Let's see, what can we play from Trump? How about we play that sixth cut? Can we do that last cut there where Trump is talking about the future?
The radical left will stop at nothing in their efforts to destroy the America we love. But with the help of righteous American patriots like all of you in this room, they will fail. Our movement is far from over. In fact, it is just getting started. The Republican Party will continue to fight for strong families, safe communities, and secure and sovereign borders. We will fight for more jobs, lower taxes. We will shut down outsourcing, bring back our supply chains, crack down on trade cheaters and violators, and ensure that America, not China, dominates the future of the world. We will protect innocent life. We will defend our glorious Constitution, and we will uphold the Judeo-Christian values and principles of our nation's founding.
And he went on for a solid 90 minutes and a wide-ranging speech. Yes, he harped on the issue of the election being stolen, laid out a blueprint for what needs to be done in the way of election reform, but there was foreign policy, domestic policy, and I was reminded of how inspiring he is and how what he did policy-wise in this country worked when I watched him. And I was reminded again, gang, there is nobody out there anywhere on the political spectrum who is that compelling a figure as Donald Trump.
You know, I think he was smart to touch on a number of different topics besides the election because I think the impression has been he's obsessed with the 2020 presidential election, that it was stolen, and that this idea now that he might be reinstated in August, it does him well to talk about other things besides that. That being said, if he's not going to get coverage for these speeches, not even on Fox News, that's going to be problematic.
Be interesting to see what happens when he starts doing the rallies because, you know, he had an audience that was absolutely guaranteed to fill the room because it's the GOP convention in North Carolina on Saturday night. They were going to be there whether Trump showed up or not.
Right.
Okay. If he holds stadium rallies, the question that is unanswered, can he still fill an arena? Or is he diminished now that he's out of power and, you know, all the bad publicity and the fact that he has been silenced by big tech, et cetera. I don't know on that score. I guess only time will tell.
You know, it's interesting. We had a texter earlier this morning who said they and their whole family are turned off by Trump because of the election fraud charges that he has continued to make.
I think they may have gotten to him, and he may have done it on his own and decided we need to broaden the message. And it was absolutely, because I watched the whole thing. It was very wide ranging, and I thought very, very presidential. Quick comment from our sports expert here, Chris Vasquez. Chris, Steve Clifford, the Orlando Magic, they say it's a mutual parting of the ways. What happened here?
I mean, you look at it, the Orlando Magic are entering a complete rebuild. They got rid of Vooch, Aaron Gordon, Evan Fournier. They acquired draft picks. They acquired a bunch of young guys on rookie contracts who are kind of unproven, trying to find their way in the NBA. And Steve Clifford didn't want to do it. I mean, he had a decent lineup before, made the playoffs twice. And, you know, I think they hit their ceiling, and Steve Clifford just didn't want to go through a complete rebuild.
Yeah, he's 59 years old. He has his own individual goals for his career that don't include babysitting a team like the Magic in a rebuilding effort for another year, two, who knows how long.
And right. I'm seeing a lot of Steve Clifford to Boston rumors floating out around there.
I heard that. They constantly are making the eighth seed, guys. What's the problem?
Yeah, I know. You know, I mean, I just wonder how long the fan base will hang with them.
Gordon.
You cannot perpetually rebuild and not pay off for the fans who pay a lot of money to watch those games at an arena taxpayers got hit $500 billion for, or million. Million.
Well, inflation now, it's probably 500 billion.
Oh, I don't know. Are we there yet? Hey, we'll see you tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 from all of us. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless America.